Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Creative Work Hour podcast. Today is episode 67, and in the room today you've got myself, Greg, we've got Alessandra, Melanie, Bailey, Shadows Pub, Hillary, Bobby B, and Devon. And today's question is inspired by the time of year, and that is, how does the change of season affect your creative work? We've got the fall colours coming with the falling leaves. We're going to have snowy, frosty landscapes, bare trees, visions of coming indoors to warm log fires and wooden cabins, hearty soups and stews, and painting all the colours of the rainbow. So how does the change of season affect your creative work, Alessandra?
Well, this past weekend, Dr. Melanie and I were meeting another creative work hour crew member, Gretchen, at a thing called Creator Camp, and it was held in Portsmouth, New Hampshire, early October. So this time of year, the New England colors are all coming out so vibrant. And they were coming out on our way north from New York City and Nashua getting to Portsmouth. But on our way back home, they were just supercharged, you know, and there's something about the palette of autumn colors that is particularly grounding, but it is also particularly inspiring. Because you see a lot of oranges and reds and yellows, and orange in particular, across cultures throughout the world, orange is orientated as the color of creativity. It brings an energy and a warmth to creative work in that you can have a project that's gone cold. And something as simple as a change of season can reignite the energy that you have to devote to that project. Or maybe one that's kind of been in the ideation stage actually gets a fire set under it so that you can get it started. And that is the beauty of the color of creativity. Yeah, the warmth. Yeah, the beauty of creativity and the color of creativity. And you see it across logos. All across Western civilizations, Eastern civilizations, even Devon works for a company that's in app development, and their color is orange for creativity. Yeah, so you see it in all kinds of places, and it could be that the start of a season like now, when we're recording this episode, can say, you know what, the summer is done, the weather has changed, it is fill in the blank, whatever that season is for you in your own creative work. But this could be a time where you're going to get started something so that you've given yourself a chance to finish it by the end of the year. I'm going to hand it off to Dr. Melanie first. She wears this uber cool watch. When we were at Creative Camp, people were falling over, taking notice of this massive watch that she wears that has this vibrant orange face to it. So Dr. Melanie, how is it for you? How does the change in seasons, maybe even specifically, how does the change of seasons into fall affect your creativity?
Well, my toenails are orange also, and pretty much always have been. And I was thinking about that. I mean, because of the driving, I was actually outside. So the urban versus the slightly more rural experience of change of seasons, it's different, you know. But this season's been so nicely drawn out, this change. You know, it's like very slow. It's like, oh, it's been about 2 weeks since I've, 3, 4 weeks since I had air conditioning on. And now, you know, a fan, but a little blankie at night. And it's like this in-between period where you get to sort of watch things, think about things and watch things that have gone by and evaluate. Sort of like it's not really meditation, like maybe a dream state. I don't know. Anyway, that's this year because it hasn't been abrupt and because I've had some time to do that. So it's been kind of cool. So it lets me get a big picture, and big picture is always good for my creativity, you know, not just minute picture.
And is there anything that you're going to start or finish here that you've got like a full season laid out before you?
Well, I got this prize of a microphone. So maybe I'm going to try and figure out how to use it. And I was What I worked on yesterday a little was the various channels I have ideas for. So when I did photography, I used to do a lot of portraits, not only, but a majority. And I like the idea of interviewing people. So that's the project that's sort of the new project that's sort of tootling around in my head.
That sounds really interesting because, like, when people meet you, like in the here and now, like they'll know you as a doctor. What they don't know is that you've got an equal weight of education, training, and experience as an artist.
Yeah, it was almost more for a while.
Well, we're really looking forward to what you're going to do. And of course, we're here for you. If you want to toy with it, we can always get on a call and toy with how to get that microphone working. I mean, that's what we do. We help each other.
Okay.
Thanks, Dr. Melanie. That's really interesting. And you talked about training as an artist, and it makes me think about shadows and her artwork. And Alessandra was talking about the four colors and the oranges. And I notice in today's Echo, I know you can't see this on the screen, but there's some oranges, and I'm not sure what they are. They almost look like, I know they're not hammocks, but they almost look a little bit like orange hammocks. But shadows, does the change of season affect your creative work when it comes to the colors that you work with, doing your echoes and things like that?
Not really. And those are canopies that are in that picture, because that would be the word for today is canopy.
Well, I was just going to say that. Honestly, I really was. So, thanks, Shadows. How do you pick the colors? I know you've covered this before, but how do you actually decide? Is it more of an object or a word, and then the colors come, or do the colors come earlier on?
Actually, it's driven mostly by the prompt that I have given to ChatGPT that gives me a criteria for possible prompts for the image. It also includes the type of colors that should be used, and then I decide from there.
So in your work with AI as one of your paintbrushes for your Daily Echoes work, are you prompting AI to help you with prompting?
Yeah.
And as an artist, how has that changed? Or do you feel like you're getting better at prompting for prompting?
Yeah, to a point. And when it comes to the color choices, to some extent, Midjourney has a thing that they call mood boards. So I actually can go into my past images, select color palettes that I want to put together, and create a mood board out of it so that it gives me a whole new palette.
Wow. And did you do that for this? Or
There's
is.
always at least one, if not two, mood boards included and involved in my image. And then they also have style codes that get added into it. So it's multiple layers.
It's such beautiful work. And I want to make sure that because we reference in our work here on the podcast, we reference the Daily Echoes. So Shadows, tell us where people can find your work and if they want to have the work come to them in their email, what they might do.
They can visit my Go Brunch room and they can subscribe while they're in the room.
How would we find that room, Shadows? What's the easy way to find a way there if someone's listening and wants to go to the Go Brunch?
Yeah, that's not an easy one. I'd have to send it to you to put in the show notes.
We can certainly do that. That would be a great addition. Yeah. And maybe if they want to, do you still have the website where they can go and look at the past echoes as well?
That's currently embedded into the Go Brunch room.
Oh,
I
how
haven't put
cool.
it into the website yet.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, look for that in the show notes. That'll be coming. That'll be absolutely awesome. Bailey, how about you? How does the change of season affect your creative work? Does it musically, does it affect your creative work as well, the change of seasons?
It does. I find that the music that I play is often like more meditative, a little bit slower, and I guess a little bit less technically demanding, although that's not always true. But I guess really it affects like what I create. So like my compositions, it's like more colorful, and like my writing. I find that what I make is often like a mixture of my experience and like the art and like movies and TV and books that I like in digest. So I guess during this time, it really affects like what I'm intaking. I'm inside more, I'm reading more, like reading like poetry more. So I find that it really like affects what I make because of my activity and like what I'm like taking in. So yeah, I think that overall I output more and it's a lot more like slow and like meditative and I guess more like internal. So yeah, I think that that's like the biggest way.
Do you have a favorite season for your creativity? Does one season influence you more than another?
It used to be fall. I love the fall. I actually go outside more in the fall and winter than I do in the summer sometimes. I always do one really big long winter hike. But yeah, I think fall just because it's slower and I'm more indoors. And overall, I think it slows me down enough that I can like think slower about what I do, which gives me like a better picture of like what I'm experiencing.
Makes sense. Thanks, Shadows. Bobby, how about you? How does the change of season affect your creative work?
Where I live in Southern California, we don't get the dramatic changes in seasons along the ocean, but they're there. And so it does have some effect, which is also why I love all the hiking that I do and being up in the mountains, because that's all more visible there. And I do find myself having a different type of creativity. So I almost yearn to be up there, at least, as much as I can, to get that influence, because it takes a little effort to go find it, but the reward is all worthwhile.
Do you have a favorite season for your creativity?
I would definitely say the fall has the biggest influence, watching, the color changes and, the trees losing their leaves, and the especially fall into some case also spring, because the temperature swings can be much greater. And if I'm out doing like a 10 to 15 mile hike, I'll go through a range of layers of clothing and change of how the air feels and all that. So yeah, definitely that's part of the fall change.
Thanks, Bobby. I'm going to circle back because I should have asked this earlier of other people. But Alessandra, do you have a favorite season for your creativity?
I totally love fall. Yeah. And I do, because the colors that are, part of my personal wardrobe just works with my strawberry blonde blue-eyed coloring. I've always loved that. When I was designing for Laura Ashley, I loved being able to wear all the sweatery things and all the scarves, and it was not, in the summertime. And I grew up in Texas, and actually the world's largest location for Laura Ashley and Laura Ashley Home was not in England, it was in Dallas, Texas. And I have a feeling it had to do with, the cost of real estate. But I just couldn't wear all the scarves and the things in the summertime. So I would just, line up this part of my closet with all of those things, because I just find it inspiring that when you're wearing colors that resonate with your creativity, I think it just gives you a bit more energy, and it rubs off on other people, and they see you coming. And it's like, yeah, wow, it is fall, isn't it? But there's a lot to be said for all the goodies you get to wear in winter as well. But yeah, I'm an autumn girl.
Thanks, Alison. Dr. Melanie, how about you? What was your favorite season? Did you have one?
I like the change, whichever change it is. It's kind of hopeful and like this sort of little platform space where you can feel, days go by day, but it stops that. It's sort of like a limbo place. So I don't care which season it is.
Thanks, Melanie. Shadows, do you have a favorite season?
Not really, other than the time of year when it gets really light, really early, because I'm up early.
You're a morning owl, morning, not a night owl. What would the opposite of a night owl? A morning bird, I guess.
Is it a lark?
Probably
Person,
more like
person.
cat controlled.
A morning person.
Yes, Juliet, tis the lark.
The morning lark. The early bird catches a worm. I know that much. Maybe it's the lark that catches the worm. How about you, Devon? How does the change of season affect your creative work?
Well, to break the fourth wall for a moment and speak to our listeners, aren't you glad you listened to this podcast so that you could get the in-depth autumnal color analysis? As for me, yes, autumn is my favorite season for creativity, for everything. It's just the best. And it contains my favorite holiday, which is Halloween. And Halloween is great because it's all about my favorite genre, which is horror. And so my creativity does a hard pivot as we get closer to Halloween, because for whatever reason, I've talked about how I have these different interests. I'll switch to different creative outlets constantly. And when it gets to be autumn and we're talking about Halloween and there's witches and skeletons everywhere, I want to write fiction. That's suddenly, I feel that autumn chill, and I see all these October Halloween decorations, and I want to write horror fiction, whether it's short stories or my poor old long-suffering 18-year-old half-finished novel. I want to write horror fiction. So the fall has a huge impact on my creativity, as do all the other seasons. So when it comes to be hard winter, I may pivot away to something else. But for now, we're going to be all about the horror for a little bit longer.
When was Bruce created? Was that created in the fall season?
Yes, I believe it was. Thank you for remembering, Greg. Now, one of my short stories.
You want to give a shameless plug for Bruce?
Sure, you can find it on Amazon. It's an anthology of short stories published by a Toronto-based writers group, and it's the first story in the anthology. It's a quick read, and it'll make you think twice before moving in next to a nuclear reactor. I'll just leave it at that.
Yeah, I think I would think twice about moving into a next door to a nuclear reactor. Hillary, how about you? How does the change of season affect your creative work?
Thank you, Greg. The changes of season and how they affect my creative work. As someone who tries to, on a spiritual level, honor and acknowledge the change of seasons, things such as the solstice and the equinox, it helps you stay in tune with the natural cycles of life. And so you can kind of think of, projects and plans through the seasons. In the winter, you are planning your plan. In the spring, you are planting your plan, tilling the soil, getting things ready. In the summer, you nurture it and you let it go through its growth phase. And so then in the fall, it's time to harvest. And you can kind of reflect, your progress and process into that. Where are you? Especially like when you're stuck on something, what are you trying to do? What are you stuck planting? Are you still stuck planning? Does it just need some fertilizer and to be left alone? And you can really in tune, what you're working on with where in the cycle is it? And that can help get over humps when you over evaluate. And so for my creative projects, I can definitely kind of look at one that's been stuck on the back burner and where is it and what does it need? I'm not sure how much it affects like the particular project I'm on. I'd say there's like I guess my house plants. I do a lot with house plants, but I know not to mess with them too much in the middle of winter. They don't like to be repotted in the middle of winter. They're not going through a growth phase. They want to sit down. They want to relax. That's their downtime. But that's where I plan and get ready to execute in the spring when the plants are happy and they're ready to take movement and be rehomed. And you can do all kinds of fun stuff with them then because they're going to get the nutrients from the sun to support such a change of environment. Certain arts and crafts, yeah. How much time do you have left in the day? When does the sun go down? That can affect just the energy level to produce anything. I gotta say, when it gets darker and darker earlier and earlier, it's harder for me to push later into the evening to create something that, just needs the time. So I think that's one of the major factors of how the season affects my creative work.
Well, I love that, Hillary, because your example is just so good about don't mess with the plants in the wintertime. Don't get cute, because that's not the time for it. And I remember when I was like in university and music conservatory, I would get really panicked in the fall when when it would be getting late, it would get dark earlier and earlier. I'd be like, oh my God, I don't want to be walking over to the I don't want to be walking over to the music practice rooms, in the dark. I don't want to do that. Like, so it would make me pull things together and how can I do more with less because the sunlight is becoming a scarcer resource. So I really loved how you talked about that. Like, how can we care for ourselves with less resource of sunlight in the change of season? Because that's energy and energy affects the creative work. So I really love that example that you gave us. Thank you
And I
for
love
that.
how you just tied in that the sun is a resource. Like it is absolutely a resource for our creative endeavors.
Absolutely. I really love the fall. I think it goes back to my days being an upholsterer. The fall colors and autumn colors, the burnt oranges, the browns, the greens, earth tones, autumn tones, those colors go with a multitude of things and they're so beautiful. I don't like the summer. It's been a hot summer for me with my air conditioning. So I'm looking forward to the colder nights. And I mentioned earlier, the hardy stews, the visions of log cabins and painting and things like that. I think I'm going to do some coloring. And I think that my writing improves in the colder weather as well. It becomes more wholesome. Maybe it's that stick to your ribs food that does stick to your ribs writing as well, if that's a thing, I don't know. But pretty good discussion, Alessandra.
Well, it is a really just good discussion. And one of the things that I said that Melanie and Gretchen and I were all at Creator Camp together this last week. And one of the things that I wanted to, that occurred to me, to use energy of our being together, that one, we're putting this episode out to the world to find other creatives that are interested in the kinds of things that we are. And we have a rhythm of what we do here, how we start, how we flow through the episode, and how we end. But I was going to add a little something that won't really play in the audio of the show, but, and you're not going to find it online, but just for us chickens here to have it in our own private channel to put with when the episode comes out. I want to get a screenshot of us, and I'm going to work with it in AI and see what kind of cute thing I might come up with. So that because all of our backgrounds are different, our lighting is all different, and we've all seen like screenshots of Zoom rooms before, blah, blah, de blah, boring. But I thought I would grab a screenshot of us and put it through AI and see what kind of fun thing we could come up with. And then we can tie that at some point. If we all agree, because that's how we—that's a little—it's a little bit how we roll here. If we think it's cute and helpful, then we'll put that image into our show notes so you can see the people that the spirit of the people that were here today to make the episode. So, all right, so here we go. It's going to take me longer because I've got one hand that really works well and the other one takes a minute. All right, give me a sec. Three and a two and a one. I know the listeners at home are loving this. There we go. Got it. Okay, so look in your show notes. And if the crew is like, yes, it's cute, we like it, add it, then it will be added. Okay, perfect. I was going to call on because I saw your hand, Bobby. So I was going to call on you.
Yeah, guys. Hey, thankfully, your comments have reminded me of something really dear to my heart. I connect deeply directly with nature. And so the fall equinox, while not a seasonal change, essentially the earth's doing what it wants to do, and the summer, but the fall is a huge, huge moment for me. It's that transition from days getting shorter to days getting longer. And my friends and I generally celebrate by staying up all night. And just, it is a complete shift, a transition point for me as the newness of the winter season and its potential just really kind of resets my mindset. And I usually put together a 10-day plan from that point going to the accepted calendar and the start of the accepted calendar year. But my year starts at winter equinox, and as does my creative evolution.
Very cool. The time changes. The times that are changing. And Greg, I have to ask you, what time is it?
It's that time again. You've wasted some perfectly good time listening to the Creative Work Hour podcast when you could have been doing something else. But how about you? How does the change of season affect your creative work? Do you have a favorite season that you're more creative in? Let us know. We'd be interested to know that. Subscribe wherever you listen to the podcast and give us a thumbs up. It always helps. Come back next week and we'll have another discussion.